The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hey there, I'm back again with the Right Stand podcast. Dada is back at the helm, but this time off the field as president of the BCCI. Ab dada to hain, ye bataiye dadagiri kiski hogi? Because in 2014, when the scenario had changed, the court ruling came in and the administrative setup of the BCCI went through a complete overhaul given the long-drawn cases and the issues that came around Indian cricket 2014-15. The bigger question was, will cricket administration turn a new page and will things turn for the better? What has happened in the last 4.5 years under the COA and how has it changed or how is it any different from where it was? And where have we come back to? Have we now come back to a situation where again it will be the political bigwigs of the day who will start controlling the entire narrative and they will treat cricket administration as a game of 64 squares? Will they treat it like a larger game of chess? Have the factions been diffused? Have those erstwhile powerful bodies and people who could call the shots, have they now been sent to the sidelines? Or are they the ones still pulling the strings? How effective was the COA in trying to change all of this under the Supreme Court? Or can some things never change at all? If you look the entire drama, I'm very, very happy after the Maharaja of Vizianagaram, Sourav Ganguly is only the second person who's a cricketer who's now become president of the BCCI. Everybody else has played cricket at some level or the other and naam ke waste and just because aapko khela hona chahiye, so local level, first division, first class, club cricket or even university level cricket or maybe one or two odd games at Ranji, etc., etc. And perhaps a decent Ranji. I'm just talking about international cricket career and established cricketers who've now become, who've gone on to become top administrators within the BCCI. Otherwise, it was always, jo khiladi hai, wo khelega. Administration khiladiyon ka kaam nahi hai. And that used to be the kind of principle that things used to work on. So Dada has clearly proven himself as an administrator. He has been CAB president. He has also been part of technical committees. He has shown his ability. And as a captain, obviously, he knows a certain amount of how the politics works. But even he was surprised ki main kaise president ban gaya, bhai. Because shaam ke 6:30-7 baje tak to he kept saying that it will be Brajesh Patel of the Karnataka Cricket Board, who's going to be the president. Sourav Ganguly had been said ki aap IPL ka chairmanship le lo, ya vice president ban jao. And Sourav had said, nahin, banunga to president, nahin to nahin chahiye, kuch nahin chahiye. And suddenly things changed. Was there an involvement of the powers that be, the current disposition? Did, interestingly, what happens is, in BCCI politics, netas transverse or step across or cut across political lines, and it's a different kind of factionalism or a different kind of a game that is played, region-wise, zone-wise, and then uske kheme alag-alag hain. Jaise ek time pe Sharad Pawar, Maharashtra mein Sharad Pawar, Shashank Manohar, all of them were perceived as one khema. The Lalit Modi khema was different, which was inclined and leaning towards Vasundhara Raje and of course, another angular aspect of the BJP. But within the BJP, within the Congress, within the other power, there were other power schemes, which were driven by individual people who liked this game of administration. There was a Dalmia faction which was there. And before that, A.C. Muthaiah and his group, which was then moved out. And then N. Srinivasan came to the fold and it was a different faction that came to the fold. There was Arun Jaitley and, his entire team, which now, after Mr. Jaitley, it is Anurag Thakur who seems to have taken on the mantle. And so ye factions to abhi bhi hain. Ye kahin gaye hain kya? They were all meeting with each other. There was some deal or some agreement that was thrashed out. Suddenly, Mr. Srinivasan said, okay, I will support Sourav Ganguly. Interestingly, as Dada officially took charge today, who were the people around him? There was Jay Shah, who's Amit Shah's son. There was Rajiv Shukla, who's the Congress leader. Then there was Sourav Ganguly, who has the blessings of Mamata Banerjee. So, these dynamics are different. Ye alag hi khel hai. Kya ye khel wapas aa gaya hai? Ab kya ghum phir ke phir se wahi bisaat bichegi? Wahi game khela jayega? Is Indian cricket better administratively in a far better place than it was a few years ago when the COA took over? What will be going on in the minds of Vinod Rai, Diana Edelji? How is it that the COA, which was supposed to be 5 members, got reduced to only 2 and remained at only 2? Was the court calling the shots or were some other people calling the shots? Interesting game this. Indian cricket on field is doing very well. They are doing very well in the Test Championship. They're doing very exceedingly well against the Proteas, the visiting South African team. All that is okay. Virat Kohli acha khel raha hai. Solid run bana hai. Aur रोहित शर्मा मैन ऑफ द सीरीज हैं, महेंद्र सिंह धोनी एंड रवि शास्त्री आर शोइंग देयर कैमराडरी, शाज के अंडर एज अ कोच द टीम सीम्स टू बी डूइंग वेल, देयर इज अ न्यू लॉट कमिंग थ्रू, बट हैज इंडियन क्रिकेट क्लियरली स्टेव्ड ऑफ द एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव क्राइसिस दैट इट वॉज स्टेयरिंग एट? इज इट टर्निंग अ न्यू लीफ और आर वी जस्ट गोइंग बैक टू ओल्ड वाइन इन अ न्यू बॉटल? वील डिस्कस एंड डिबेट दिस टू नाइट. थोड़ा क्रिकेट करेंगे, थोड़ा अलग करेंगे. Let's try and take the right stand on a game that is nothing short of a religion in our country, especially the administrative aspect. Debate number two. Be it Muzaffarabad or be it Srinagar, the agenda is very, very clear as far as Pakistan is concerned. Ya to we will occupy Kashmir or we will destroy Kashmir. There is no other option. The amount of violence that has been meted out against protests in Pak-occupied Kashmir, against the presence of the Pakistani army, against the dehshatgardi of the Wardi in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, and observing the 22nd of October as a black day, all of these is proof on a day when Pakistan claims to stand up for the rights of the people of Kashmir. The other aspect, locals in Jammu and Kashmir are trying to sell their produce. There are trucks which are making their way out and it is hurting the Pakistani sentiment, saying tumne chudiyan pehen rakhi hain, barbaad karo inko, band karo isko. And despite all odds, Kashmir is standing up and the larger part of Jammu and Kashmir is saying we want normalcy, we want development, we want to work in a country that is stable, we want to work in a nation that is looking at our interests, and we want to be part of this nation. There is no separatism, there is no alienation, and we reject Pakistan. This is the narrative coming in from Jammu and Kashmir on ground. And this was always the story. But Pakistan always tried to drive that other narrative. So now when it is not, things are not going their way, they are hurting the locals on ground. You, on the one hand, say that you stand for the interest of the people of Jammu and Kashmir, and then you go and bomb, kill, and burn those who want to earn their livelihood. How are you standing up for the interest of the ordinary people of, or the local people of Jammu and Kashmir, if you are going to tell them that I will burn your orchards, I will burn your trucks, and I will kill your family and you if you sell your produce and make a decent living? So economically cripple them so that you frustrate them and feed on their anger so that eventually you end up destroying them. This is their ultimate goal. Unko na Kashmir se lena hai na Kashmiriyon se lena hai. Unko sirf apne matlab ki padi hai. या तो मेरा है या किसी का नहीं. दिस ब्लू प्रिंट स्टैंड एक्सपोज, वील डिबेट दिस एंड वाई इज इंडिया नॉट टेकिंग इट टू द वर्ल्ड, दैट इज द क्वेश्चन दैट वी गोना आस्क. डज एनी ह्यूमन बीइंग सब्सक्राइब टू द फैक्ट दैट एन ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन लाइवलीहुड, हिज हार्ड अर्नड स्वेट एंड टॉयल, हिज फ्रूट्स ऑफ लेबर, हार्ड लेबर, शुड बी वेस्टेड एंड ही शुड बी डिनाइड हिज राइट टू अर्न अ डिग्निफाइड लिविंग जस्ट बिकॉज him being happy does not suit your political narrative? This is a question that the Pakistanis need to answer. Take the right stand tonight with me. See you around.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.